right, with it's the filmmaking team of Don't Stare, See Me, Naomi, who is the key subject of the documentary, and we have Stephen, who is the director of the film. Really kind of inspiring film. It's 5 minutes long. I'm sure you've been told this before, but it leaves us loving the film but wanting more, I guess, right? Was that your intention for the 5 minute cut?
Exactly. Naomi had Naomi has a lot of lot of lot to say. So the hard thing was getting it down to this, the 5 minute story, making it interesting in 5 minutes, because she it could have gone on for the full hour.
So the film is about Naomi was born, you're born with a facial difference, and basically it's you're obviously you're not obviously, but you were bullied as by your peers, and then basically because you look different because people are idiots, and then basically it's just sort of where you are now and kind of what you did with the obstacles you had in your life, I guess, right?
My project, I've always been an artist, but this has kind of been my love letter back to my community and my way of kind of healing. I'm very appreciative. I have so much support. I wouldn't be here and be able to do the things and be who I am without it.
So when did you, how did you guys first meet, Stephen and Naomi?
We met through an organization called My Face, and My Face is an organization that helps support people like Naomi and families that are going through operations or they need to any kind of support with facial differences, whether it's helping them get to the right doctor or housing them if they're staying in New York. And but that it's an organization that I'm associated with, I work with, and I actually had a 1 day assignment from an organization that I belong to of documentary filmmakers, and the 1 day I was to shoot something in 1 day. So I asked the people at My Face if they could connect me with somebody that might be going through an operation or might be doing
Gotcha.
something interesting. And then they said, "We got the right person for you, Naomi." And she's a makeup artist and photographer and giving back to her community and helping people to feel beautiful for the first time. And I said, "That sounds exciting." And when I talked to Naomi on the phone, she was right on. She was no questions about it. It was like happened in 1 day. We met on the phone, and I think the next day we were shooting.
Wow. So you just met on the phone. You just said, I want to make a film. I want to make a film about you.
That was it.
Naomi, do you remember that conversation?
I do. I one of the people that work at My Face reached out to me first and asked me if I was willing to do it. I only had a few days to do it because I was going on a trip, and I said, "Heck yeah, let's do it. Why not?" And we met and we shot, and it was great.
What motivated you to do it? And second, what made you trust Stephen pretty pr right away?
I love My Face, and I volunteer with them a lot, so I trust them. And if they say we have someone, I was like, okay, heck yeah. And the vibes were right, so everything worked out. And I guess what made me want to share this, I think it's an important conversation to have. I don't think enough people are open to it about people who are different. I mean, thankfully, we are in like a changing society where I have seen a bit of momentum, but there's still a lot of pushback. So I kind of, ever since I was a kid, since I was always like the loud one that always had something to say, I kind of took it as like a responsibility that if I share my story, hopefully someday someone who is born with my set of circumstances doesn't have to deal with what I had to.
100%. And then, but also too, that shows where you can, where those people can land. Like you're in an amazing place that, and didn't like it. Like I'm sure there's many obstacles along the way, but you're landed in an amazing spot. You're doing well. You're doing everything. You're doing the things you love to do, and it didn't sway you from making your dreams come true, I guess, too, right?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely, I will say, my experiences with my condition have kind of like, it seeps everywhere. It's who I am as a person. And I am definitely not a perfect person. I have at times allowed it.
Sure. Oh, you're
'cause
human.
I'm a human. Yeah. I always try to say it. Because I don't want people to think I'm like, yes, I'm perfect every day.
Yeah.
Like, I just love myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm really, really grateful that I've found a community that supports me and sees my vision. And I'm really grateful that I'm at the point I'm at.
Yeah, you're like you're gonna have obstacles along the way. It's not gonna be easy, right? Like you're not a motivational speaker. you're a realist, right? So,
yeah, and I'm sure working in the creative field, you get it. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. And so, Stephen, so tell me about this one day documentary contest that you did. What's the story there?
Sure. Well, I had just, I was hired to create a feature length documentary and of a business here in Long Island City, New York, that was going out of business. And it was an 18-month project. And as I was involved with that, I realized I don't know everything. You know, like I was up against a lot of things, like, because I was working alone and I, you know, was in this project. So I joined The Art of Documentary. It's an online course. Michael Del Monte and Mark Bone have made a course and a group, a community. And I joined that to learn things that I felt I was short on my shortcomings. And as part of that program and that course, they give an assignment like twice a year. So they say, hey, look, you know, you've watched the videos, you've talked to us, you've gotten feedback. Now go out and make a documentary. I don't care if it's good or bad. Just go out and do something. Shoot it in one day and submit it. So it was a one-day assignment from this group that I belong to.
Gotcha. And then, but you just had to shoot it in a day, and then you can have time to edit it and or,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. But the cool thing was, as soon as we shot it, someone that knows Naomi. I showed a rough cut too. And they said, hey, Stephen, like, I know Naomi. I heard the film was pretty good. If you give us a 5-minute version, we'll put it in a film festival. So it got into the, I mean, this is not, you know, this was the first film festival that it got in. It was Rain Dance New York, the first.
Yeah, Rain Dance. Yeah. I know Elliot. I know the guy who runs it. So yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You guys are very similar vibes, both of you. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. So I got a call. It wasn't even done edited. You know, it was just rough. And they called and they said, hey, give us a 5-minute version by Friday. And I was up till 2-3 o'clock in the morning, like putting this together. And I sent it off and it actually won best documentary, best newcomer documentary.
That's amazing. And,
yeah.
You know, that never happens, right? Yeah.
Yeah, of course. But
you know, that doesn't happen in the film industry. So what you just described. So
not at all.
Divine. However, if you're a spiritualist, you believe that it was like there's a reason for it. So, but yeah.
Well, it was. Well, you know what? I feel only fortunate enough that I knew how to turn on the microphones on Aaliyah and Naomi. Just I pressed the record button and it worked. You know, and that was the film. I just let them go. And that was my first time shooting Verite. You know, oftentimes we sit down and do interviews.
Yeah. You have a script.
This was a time where it was all Naomi. It was like, Naomi, go. And I think once or twice I stepped over and I asked her, could you talk about being bullied? Or have you ever felt about you know, just leaving this planet or yeah. ending it all. And they say, you want to go deep? And I said, please. And so that's where the conversation, you know, really got real. And they went, I mean, these girls are amazing and they're beautiful, you know, and they were just so honest and together, and they were supportive. And I just sat back and, you know, jumped around with my camera and did what I could.
We love, audiences love watching your talk. You're like, you're not just sitting down having a conversation with Steven. You're doing something, you're working. Audiences love watching that. You're being productive. Both of you are doing your jobs while you're having a conversation. And it was it's in a very effective film that way. Sometimes it's just that simple, right? Sometimes we like to overcomplicate things. Let's do this and move it. Just, you guys are having a conversation and you're being candid and you're being real. And you captured that. Steven, you captured that.
Well, yeah, I pressed the right button. Actually, yes. I had two cameras rolling, right? One still like a wide shot.
I forgot
to press record on that camera. So it was just me on my, you know, on my one camera. So, but you know, I felt fortunate that I had pressed record button.
But at the same time, it's like you stayed out of the way. Like sometimes you want to get busy, right? It's like, oh, I should be doing something.
But that's right.
Stayed out of the way and just basically let them have a conversation.
Exactly. Except the one or two times that I stepped in and just asked, could you talk about this or that? And they went for it. Well,
you have to guide the narrative, of course, right? But yeah, so. Well, yeah, amazing. I'm on the My Face website right now. It seems like a pretty amazing organization.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
They're incredible. They really support families. Like my mom has raised me basically by herself, and they really helped her, you know, like when I would have surgeries and I would have to stay multiple days at the hospital. They had an apartment that she would stay in. They send, like, because babies that have like conditions like mine, feeding is really, really complicated. So they send out like the right bottles. I would not be the person I am if it wasn't for them. And especially to the director of family services, Dina Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
She is like my inspiration. She is like the blueprint. If she is not written about in a textbook, it needs to happen.
or Steven's got to make a documentary feature about it, right?
Yes. Yeah. We were talking about Don't Stare, See Me is like a continuous project for me. And I really want her and some of the older women to have like a moment. I think especially like for women in society after a certain age, you're like, and I really want them to feel special, because the generation before me that like set the groundwork for things like this to happen are, you know, the reason why I'm here and the reason why I can talk about, you know, my experiences. So I really want to be able to give back in that way.
100%. Like on the website, it says in the United States, there's 600,000 individuals who have been diagnosed with craniofacial condition. And then each year, 100,000 people through accidents or other diseases. So I'm assuming you don't have, there's not 700,000 people are not signed on to My Face. I'm assuming people don't even know about it, right? Not just in the United States, but around, even where I am in Canada, around the world. It's like, it seems like an organization that people should know about.
Yeah, I mean, craniofacial conditions aren't as rare as people, I mean, some of them are, but like things like a cleft, quite common.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I didn't know about it, like there are a lot of people I've met where they haven't even met anyone that has had a condition like them. And the experience is extremely isolating. I mean, like, even with help, I felt really lonely. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine. So I really hope, like, through this and my work, they can be pushed out as well and more people can find them, because we're truly, like, stronger as a people when we're able to connect and talk about our shared experiences and how to move, forward.
Yeah, 100%. Like, yeah, it's support, but it's also like commonality, right? Where
Yeah.
you have the same stories to tell, I'm assuming.
A lot of overlap.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 24 and there are things I'm still, like, figuring out and learning of how it has affected me as a person. And sometimes we have, like, adult set group sessions where we just talk about, where we're all at. And sometimes they'll just bring something to my attention that I didn't even notice that they went through, and it just makes sense. And it just is the most comforting thing. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
It's a really great film. So is there going to be, Stephen, are you like, I know you're busy, probably other projects, but is there like a future project here with about this the about MySpace?
Absolutely. As Naomi said, Dina Zuckerberg, who is sort of the outreach person for MyFace, Naomi is scheduling a photo session with her, and I will be there capturing Dina's photo session. And so that's one. But I also, when they have galas or events, when they bring their community together, fundraisers, my associate and I are hired as photographers, actually, to cover those events. So, definitely more projects.
Is there, yeah, and like just because I'm assuming you need donations to keep this organization alive as
Oh,
well. So,
yeah,
yeah.
that's right. Yeah, and they have a special gala coming up in May, I think.
In New York?
Yeah, they
They
yes.
have, I think they have it in Manhattan, and they have a bunch of people, like, mostly the young kids perform. So
Oh,
some of them,
yeah. Yeah.
like, play an instrument. And I went, it was the first time I went last year, and I came, I did some makeup, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you for saying that, because it's, you're in that community, and yeah, the singers, the pianists, the violinists, there's a lot of people that are very talented, and there's also someone, they also have mentors that
Yeah,
help
sure.
the performer, the children, to perform and get stage presence and build
Yeah.
up their confidence. And so when they get on stage, they're really presenting themselves in
Yeah.
front of a huge audience, actually. So
Yeah.
yeah, my face is really out there doing it.
Yeah. Well, we like for kids, it's all about like not being feeling isolated. It's about confidence. It's about feeling loved by mentors and by other people that who kind of share the same experiences that you do, right? So, it's Naomi, it seems like you had a great mother, but at the same time, and I'm sure she did her the best she can, but you also want to have people that you identify with, and you know what I mean? It's always about that confidence. It's all about confidence for me, subjectively. It's like with kids, right?
Exactly. Like, who I was before I got to this point, like, I was a mess. Like, n you can't be the person you want to be if you don't like yourself.
Yeah.
You can't grow. You're just kind of, like, stuck. And I've met people like that, and I want everyone to have a chance. I feel like everyone, regardless, craniofacial condition or not, should have, like,
Yeah.
I just focus on that because,
Yeah. And you want, at the same time, you want to give back as well, I'm assuming too, right? To other people, to other kids who are growing up.
course. I mean, that's the whole reason why I do it. I mean, I'm, like, an artist, I'm made to create, but I really started feeling the desire to create the project when I was working, like, in the makeup industry working as like the makeup artist, you know? And I just needed the tools to do it. And what am I trying to say? I want people to see themselves the way I see them.
Yep. 100%. Yeah. And yeah, Steven, it's like, I don't know if it was unconscious of your part, but the way you shot the film of them working and doing what they love, and basically that's, it shows that, like, yeah, they're getting it done, right? Like, they're not, nothing's holding them back. It was a great metaphor, the way you shot the film, right? Like, it's like they're doing, and then the last shot, I find the last shot interesting. I don't know if it was staged or not, but it's like, yeah, we're done our day, and we're walking on the street. It's like, now we're like, now we're with the people, now we're with society, right? So I thought that last shot was really interesting.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I just thought, like, let's get out of the studio for a moment. I mean, that was debatable, you know, whether just to end it with Naomi's beautiful photographs, you know, and just show her portfolio. But you know, they're people after all, and they're like buds, you know, and so they're walking down the street and put their arm on each other and just walking. So I thought, you know, let's just go outside and get a you know, a coming or a going. So it was just a thought.
Yeah, no, and they had
But
their day.
thank you
They
for liking it.
worked their day, and they basically, they punched in their time card, and then now they're going. It's like, they're in the big city, and
They're out.
they're gonna go, they're gonna go have this, the next stage in their day, right? So,
Exactly.
well,
No,
great film.
and I just want to also just thank you for the feedback. The comments were really thoughtful, insightful, and really heartwarming. I was brings tears to my eyes. Just really grateful that people got the film and got Naomi, and they loved her. They love what she had to say. They felt her energy, and that really came through, and we really appreciate the feedback. So thank you for that, and having this conversation with you today. Really appreciate it, because look, being in a film festival is great, right? And winning, yay, you know, right? So, and you get a laurel, and that's all nice,
Yeah.
but you're providing something that lives on beyond that, and that's what we make films for, and that's why we want Naomi's story out there, so that the right eyes and ears can hear this story.
Yeah, 100%.
And the great thing is, it resonated. You know, people are getting the story and hearing it, and that's the blessing here. You know, it's not like, oh, I want to be a great filmmaker. It's like, let's get that story told.
100%. Well, I just got to point out, 'cause this is like the freakiest thing. This is take three of the podcast. Can I share what happened? 'Cause I think it's, so basically you said we have a podcast scheduled, and then it's my fault, 'cause I was like, I'm so busy, and you're like with Naomi, and there was a Naomi who scheduled the podcast at 9:30 on Monday, I think it was. And then so, but it was another Naomi who did it. So I sent you the link. I'm like, oh, this is Naomi. So I'm assuming because Naomi did it, because it's like, but it was another Naomi from another film, which, like, what are the odds of that, right? So, like, it's a common name, but not that common, right? So, like, yeah. So what, that's so freaky, right? And then you scheduled the podcast for 11 o'clock on 11 p.m. Right, but it was like 11, but then you thought it was 11 a.m. So you're like signed in, and I'm like, I can't do this, right? Like, I'm not capable of doing the, yeah. So now this is take three. So
Which
well,
was
I'm glad we got
insane.
this weird. No, it's like, I'm telling you, I've done this a lot. That's the weirdest. Like, that Naomi thing is like, I'll always remember that for the rest of my life, right? That was so freaky. Yeah. So
Well, third time's the charm, right?
always,
So,
oh, the third, the, I think, I believe life is about the threes, right? So yeah, that's my philosophy
And
at least.
we're lucky to have Naomi here too, because she's busy, professional working, you know, and but unfortunately, Aaliyah sends her love anyway. So, but
She's
thank
fantastic.
you.
All right, let's get this film out there. I wish you guys the best with it. It's an easy film to program, so subjectively you should get it in every festival you submit to, but I know it doesn't work that way. But it's a very solid film, and I'm sure Stephen will be talking again when you make your next film.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Naomi, have a
Thank
good
you.
rest of your day.
You too.